The timing's perfect. First of all, I never thought this opportunity would even be available. You know, I love playing the game. I've been playing since I was a kid. Loved playing in the NFL at Stanford. Loved coaching. I coached Little League for 10 years. I probably learned more about coaching every position and about team chemistry and dynamics and personalities doing that. But I've always loved the game. That's why I've stayed close to it. That's why, you know, I train players getting ready for the draft. That's why I was a broadcaster. That's why I still am an NFL analyst, because I just love the game. It's been so good to me. I've been so blessed to play the sport for so long. And here at Valor, I feel called to serve. I mean, to live a fulfilling life where I can give back to future generations. And there's been so many good people at this school that have done that for my sons. And I feel honored and humbled and blessed to be able to do that for other people's families, for other people's kids. And, you know, high school football, it's different than the NFL and college. A lot of these kids, I mean, they may have not played football until they show up here. Some have aspirations of playing college or in the NFL. Others don't. But here in high school, you know, so many of the guys I played with said it was the most fun and exciting times of their lives. And so that's what we're trying to create here, trying to help the kids with so many of the great coaches that have offered to help out, many of who have been on the staff and coach all of my boys, who I love and trust. With them and some other guys, bring that feeling of brotherhood to the kids to make it a memorable experience. And if we can prepare some kids to play after high school, great. There will be some that get college scholarships and play in the NFL. But more than anything, we're hoping to leave a lasting impression on them. You know, young teenage men are very impressionable and influenced very easily. And so hopefully we can provide a good example, just like when I sent my kids here, hoping that good men and women would provide great examples for them. And provide them with, you know, what it means to be a person of faith and character. And we've experienced that here at Valor. So I'm really humbled to be part of the community.
You talked about, you used the term transformative. How do you want it to be transformative? Can you define that?
Well, you know, again, I talked a little bit about when I first played football in Little League. Some kids will start playing in high school. Others will have played at and had different experiences. But for me, I know not every kid plays football to learn life lessons, right? I mean, we play football to have fun with our friends, or maybe our parents want us to play football, or trying to impress dad, or play because there's nothing else to do, or because it's cool, or we think people will like us, whatever. A lot of reasons why kids start playing football, but the outcomes that you see. As men, we know that. Any of you guys who've played any sports, you realize it. And football, to me, is the most physically challenging sport that there is. But it develops discipline and hard work and teamwork and sacrifice and patience. And it allows players to be part of something bigger than themselves. And for me, you know, you got guys of all different backgrounds all over the world. I played with guys all over the world. Big guys, small guys, fast guys, slow guys, smart guys, funny guys. You know, and but football is its own language. When you come together to play for something bigger than yourself, it's a powerful feeling. I think if we can have a good influence on these kids at these ages, you know, hopefully that'll help them overcome the adversity and the hardship they're going to have in their life. You know, you push yourself through up-downs and win sprints and through pain, and you give it everything you got, and you push yourself farther than you ever thought you could push yourself before. Well, there's going to be a tragedy in your life where you're going to need some internal fortitude, some strength, and some faith to get through it. This sport helps us to do that, and hopefully the kids will, you know, be better friends, be better disciples, be better husbands and fathers, better citizens. I think this sport helps to do that, maybe more than any other sport.
Ed, how long do you plan on coaching him, Christian? I know Luke's a senior.
Man, I'll coach as long as they have me. Yeah, the timing, I mean, honestly, it would have been better if it was a year from now. And again, I never expected to be in this position. I was shocked that the position became available. It's something that I've always wanted to do. My sons know that. My wife knows that. I've purposefully stayed in the shadows and stayed in the stands to allow my sons to have their own high school experience. Having played here and won a couple Super Bowls, I didn't want to cast a shadow on their experience. My kids are growing up now, though. You know, two are out of college. They're playing in the NFL. One's in college. And Luke, you know, ideally could have got him out of here before this became available, but I think this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I don't take it for granted. I'm blessed, one, that it became available for me, and then also that they believed in me enough to hire me, because there were some really good candidates, some guys with NFL experience, some guys that know a lot about football who are really devout Christians. And so it was a grueling interview process, but it meant enough to me to go through it. Because I wanted it that badly. My family supports me. Luke will be gone in a year, and then I hope to do this for as long as they'll have me.
You mentioned surprise at the position coming available. Do you know what happened with Sherman, why he suddenly left?
I don't. I was as shocked as anybody that it happened. And I suggested to Kurt and some of the other members of the football community that we should put a committee together and figure out who the head coach was. And then I slept on that for a day and thought, wait a minute, why am I not applying for the position? And I did some soul searching and asked my wife, Lisa, about it and asked my kids. And I'm like, you guys know that I have more fun coaching than doing anything else in the world. It's my passion. This is the sport that I love. And I feel like I can contribute more and serve and give more to, the young men at the school through the sport of football than anything else. I went for it. I love the sport. And it was just a great opportunity. But no, it took me by surprise. I think it took a lot of people by surprise.
What kind of coach would you say you are?
Oh, hopefully a very understanding and compassionate and disciplined coach who pushes the kids to be the best that they can be, but also shows them a lot of love and hopefully makes the game fun and memorable. I mean, that's my goal, to hopefully create an incredible experience for high school football players, one that they'll remember for the rest of their lives, one they'll talk about when they're my age. Like I'm talking about my old coach Church in Little League. Hopefully they'll remember the experiences they had here. They'll remember the brotherhood that they felt here, and they'll remember what it felt like to push themselves farther than they ever could and be part of something bigger than themselves, and that hopefully that'll serve them well in life. We're all adult men here. We know what life has in store for us. There's the good, and hopefully the kids will remain humble when they have successes in life. And a lot of these kids are a lot smarter than I am, and will go on to have a lot of success. And hopefully they remain humble and thankful for their blessings. But also, when the tough times hit, hopefully they have the strength and the faith to get through those times, because it's not easy. And neither is the sport of football. So that's what we're hoping to do, transform these kids, prepare them to transform the world for Christ here at Valor Christian High School, and to have some fun. So on the surface, have fun, let's play football. You know, it's fun to knock people down, right? They're going to get up, and we'll help pick them up. And, really express yourself physically, get bigger, stronger, faster, and then work together with your teammates and your coaches and play for a higher purpose. And I think when you learn those types of life lessons in football, and these kids aren't thinking that, right? They're thinking, we just love football. But the outcome is being hopefully a more disciplined, loving, caring, passionate, hardworking, good citizen, and good person. So that's what we're hoping to do.
Ed, I was just curious. Next year is going to be all about Saturdays and Sundays for your family when it comes to football. Did you consider at all just enjoying that as opposed to getting back in the hole?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but I have not missed a Valor football game in 10 years. So I have 4 boys. My youngest is a junior here, 2 in the NFL, 1 in college. 2 have gone through college. Haven't missed a Valor game in 10 years. I watched one. There was a Thursday night preseason game against Dallas. We played Pomona. I watched it on my laptop while I called the game with Dave. And he saw me, and it was hard to call the game while I'm watching the high school game. That's the only game I didn't attend in person. Every other one I've been to in person. One I had to watch on my laptop. I've been to most of my kids' college games, but, of course, I had multiple kids playing at the same time, so I couldn't be at both games. But I've done the Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing for 6 years. I'm used to it. And I think Lisa probably does really kind of want me out of the house a little bit. But I have all week for my kids are growing up. They're leaving. And for all of you guys that have kids and, you're empty nesters, there's a huge void in your life. And this is a way for me to fill it. I can still, mentor and influence young men just like I have my own sons. And I can continue to coach the game that I love. And so we play on Fridays. Pretty sure we don't play on Sundays. We'll have some freshman or JV games on Saturdays. Dylan's competing for a job in Michigan. We'll see how that plays out. And the other guys play Sundays, Mondays, maybe some Thursdays. I can't make every one of my kids' games, and they don't want me doting on them at every game either. I'll watch every game, but whether I'll be there in person or not, we'll see. I'll be at a lot of them. And sometimes my wife, Lisa, and I, we split up. One goes to one game, the other goes to the other game. This is the life I live. I mean, I promise you I have more frequent flyer miles than any of you guys. And I plan on using them. But I also plan on fully committing to football here at Valor. And my family wants me to do that. They know how passionate I am, how much I love to coach. And they want that for me. And I'm appreciative that I have their support.
Thank you.